What else in level one? What about these growth hormones, that kind of thing? Where does that fit in, doctor?
Well, I like the use of bioidentical hormone replacements to help with the diseases of aging. There's been a lot of controversy lately, as I'm sure you know, with regard to certainly women's hormone replacement therapy with the Women's Health Initiative trial.
Yes.
And a lot of women have found themselves without the ability to get prescriptions for these hormones that have been shown to not only help the symptoms of menopause, but actually help with the aging process itself. So we've resorted to using bioidentical hormones, and luckily bioidentical hormones, which are the identical hormone to what's found naturally in the body. So we don't replace replace progesterone with a progestin, such as Provera. We replace progesterone with progesterone. We replace estrogen with estrogen.
Now,
testosterone with testosterone.
Well, what's the diff? In other words, these identical but different in what way?
Well, for instance, when a woman takes Provera, which is a very common synthetic progestin, it is a completely different molecule than progesterone that's found naturally in a woman's body.
Uh-huh.
And when a woman takes Premarin, it is actually a derivative of pregnant mare's urine, and that's why it's called Premarin, pregnant mare urine. This product has a lot of hormones that are similar to what a woman has, but it has a very different ratio of hormones, and it also has a number of hormones that are specific for horses and are not found in the human female. So when women take these artificial hormones, they sometimes have some side effects that they don't seem to get when they take the bioidentical hormones. So therefore, by using bioidentical hormones, we can achieve these benefits without the downsides.
What, do they get hunger for hay or?
No, not exactly. But, the Women's Health Initiative did find that women who took the Premarin Provera had a higher incidence of heart attacks. And it was interesting because the study was designed to show that these hormones actually reduce the risk of heart attacks.
And so it showed something else instead.
Yeah, they got a surprise.
And that's how the great controversy grew. So you think what did you call them again? I'm sorry.
Bioidentical.
Bioidentical hormones.
Yeah, so we're using bioidentical hormones to replace hormones.
How do you know that bioidentical hormones, I mean, has the same study been done with respect to heart problems or whatever?
There have been some small studies that have suggested that the bioidentical hormones are safer. We don't have any large studies like the Women's Health Initiative, which had over 15,000 women in them, but the preliminary smaller studies with the bioidentical suggest that these may be free of the side effects associated with the other hormones.
And can men also get shots of bioidentical hormones that are beneficial or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
And men actually do go through a male menopause. And after about age 50, what happens with men is their male hormones, their testosterone levels, begin to decline somewhat. But even more importantly, their estrogen levels tend to increase. And most people don't realize this, but the average 55-year-old man has more estrogen circulating in his bloodstream than an average 55-year-old woman. And where estrogen is beneficial and a youth-providing hormone for a woman, for a man, it doesn't promote youth. So
wow, that's a wow. I had no idea that was so. The average 55-year-old man has
more. Yeah, and I, for instance.
Oh, brother.
We probably have more estrogen in our bodies than women our age. Significantly more.
I feel fouled.
Well, it is a problem because estrogen in men, while it has some advantages, men do have to have some estrogen.
Yes.
Because it actually helps our minds. It's associated with a decreased chance of Alzheimer's disease.
Ah.
But so we need some estrogen, but too much actually is what causes problems with the prostate and some other issues. So we need to control our estrogens, and we can do this with some of our supplements that we take.
All right, also, and these bioidentical hormones would be administered how?
Orally. Topically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're one of the main problems with these bioidentical hormones and why the drug companies resorted to the use of the artificial hormones was because if you take estrogen just as estrogen or progesterone that's identical to what's found in the body, mm-hmm. or testosterone, and put it in a pill and swallow it, it is immediately destroyed by stomach acid. So what they needed to do initially was they formulated into a gel or a cream that, that men and women could apply topically
right.
to their
right.
skin.
Right.
But now they have a micronized form or a sublingual form that dissolves under the tongue. And in these formulations, men and women can get these hormones into their bodies to help produce the effects, the desired effects, without resorting to the artificial hormones.
How profound is it?
As an anti-aging strategy, I think it has some value. As a life extension strategy, I don't think we found that it, that these hormone replacements have any significant effect in extending life, but they maintain the quality of the life that we have.
Well, that's important.
Absolutely. So it's squaring the curve so that we don't decline as we age, but we stay at a high level.